This is a training on planning. Today is Saturday, and I happen to have three classes. One is an ear training class for two people. One's on Zoom, and one's in person. Then I have a 10 a.m. training class with three people online and two people in person. And then I have a general class at 11 with two people online and one person in person. Now, I'm going to take each class at a time. Before you hear what I have planned for each one, I'm going to tell you the level of the students and what their goals are, and then I want you to take notes and email me, very important, email me what before this is done. You'll have three separate classes that you thought about how you're going to plan, and you'll email me it. You'll email me your plan for each class as if you were teaching today and I was not. Of course, you're also going to hear my plan, but please write your notes and don't change anything after you. Just write them. I'm not going to judge. Like, don't change anything you wrote after you hear what I'm going to do. Just write your plan and submit it for all three classes. Now, ear training, 9 a.m. We're just going to call it student one. Let's just call him A. His quarterly goals are to play complete songs. Improvise over backing. Oh, and by the way, those complete songs I have in parentheses. Blue Sky, Layla, Melissa. So I know that he's into classic rock. Improvise over backing tracks. Increase chord vocabulary and learn slide guitar. Those are his big picture goals. Student B wants to be a jazz guitarist. And, even a session player. You want to be able to play chord melodies. He wants to be able to... there are several things he's working on now. Arpeggios, triads, chord vocabulary, repertoire, rhythm, reading, soloing. He's basically technique, theory. He's working on everything you could think of. And very ambitious. And generally pretty adaptable to most classes. Go ahead and write your thing. I'm going to pause right here. And then you pause right now, you pause the recording, and then come back when you've written your plan. Okay, for ear training, I mean, as far as the actual source content, you can pretty much use any song. You can choose a song, you could choose a riff, you can choose something you make up on the fly. The actual content isn't as important as how you're going to layer it. Because these two... students' ears, their ears are in different places, and that's going to be normal. What I've decided to do is I have a post that is called Music Theory Intervals Decoding Famous Riffs. And since I created this post, I just remembered that it was there. And it has the intervals of all these famous riffs. And the riffs are separated by those that use the major pentatonic and those that use the minor. In order to help the student figure out the riff, I'm going to tell them, okay, this next song uses the minor pentatonic only, or this next song uses the major pentatonic only, so that now their choices are only five notes. Yes, the five notes could be in any octave, but it's a lot easier than just 12 notes. And I'm also going to give them the key. I might even tell them the position, too. Because I have this marked in the key with key and the position. And I'll play it for them, and they have to figure it out within that position. So, for example, the minor pentatonic, the very first one is Are You Gonna Go My Way, which is in the key of E in open position. And if they're not familiar with that song, you might have to play it for them on YouTube for a second, just so they can hear the riff. Now, and you can go back and forth like that. You'd give them one on the minor, give them one on a major, back and forth like that. Now, how to layer it? Your options depend on how many are in the class and what technology is available to you in that class. The first thing I thought of is just have the student whose ears are better play along with the whole recording, and they can do more than just the riff itself. They can do the melody, they can do the chords, depending on how much how much is there. I would start them with the riff, and if the riff is long, then they can do the entire riff, not just the first few notes. They can do multiple different riffs in the song. They can just go ahead on the same song with chords, melody, riffs, solo, whatever they want. But this would mean that you might have to, it depends on how many students are in the room, because you don't want it to get too noisy. In this case, it's only two people, so one's online, and he can do his thing on, student A is online, they can do their thing without disturbing the other one. And the one who's in person, you can give them my laptop and a pair of headphones, and they can listen to it and have fun all day long without disturbing anybody else. So the first layer is just have them do more of the song, more of the riff, or different riffs, or solo, or chords, etc. Another one is, it's going into fretboard theory a little more, but you could ask them to transcribe it, the lick, into different positions. Like, okay, this lick is in the key of E, open position. Well, how would you play that lick in, you know, the other five positions, or the other seven positions if you're using three notes per string? Again, that's more of a fretboard theory thing, but, you know, the ear is still part of that when you're deciphering a riff. I think you don't necessarily do it all by fretboard theory. You also rely on your ear. I don't think there's any harm in doing it that way. And besides, that's integration. You're integrating ear training with fretboard theory. So those are the two layers. I don't think you need more than that, because they're just by saying do more, you know, they have all these options, and that can keep them busy. They could do a whole hour on one song, and you're not going to allow that. You're only going to allow, you know, I'm hoping to do at least like six songs, like 10 minutes per song or something. You know, like, because of course the one whose ears are less developed, they're only going to do one riff. I mean, they're only going to do the riff, and that's not going to take an hour, I hope. So after like 10 minutes, I'm going to switch it up and do the next one. All right, next file is going to be the next class.